this is a conference call that is really designed to share information with you all about the NIA technique. And we are entering in and to our 25th year celebration. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. And these teleconferences are offered the first week of the first Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of every month. And what I'm going to be talking about this evening is information that has to do with how do we use the upper extremities, which includes our 10 fingers, 2 hands, our 2 forearms, 2 elbow joints, 2 upper arm bones, and how do we use what we call this the upper body or the upper, as we call them, the creative upper extremities. And how do we use them to actually move energy and balance energy in a way that we affect something that is called the chakras or the energy centers. And chakras are basically the energy centers that run along the spine. And whether you are conscious about moving energy through the chakras or not, the energy is moving and it's being moved. And why is that? It is because we as a human being and living in a physical human form, we have a human energy field that interacts with what we call a universal energy field outside of the body. So if you look at your hand now, you could say, I'm looking at, you know, my human energy field that's manifested itself in a body, and what is keeping this hand healthy is the way that the energy is moving from my physical body to the energy space around me, which is probably just the room that you're sitting in. And there are 7 different levels that serve to really hold the energy field together. And this energy field that is, think of it in 7 different levels, 7 different levels, is really levels of light seen in colors. And the chakras, which are structures that, and the word chakra itself, by the way, means wheel, and the chakras exist in the front and the back of the body, and they actually relate to these 7 levels that I'm talking about. Now, chakras, the numbers have to do with also talking about placement. So the chakras, if you take your hand right now and just let your hand run along the center of your body from your pubic bone all the way up the front of your body, up your nose, up the crown of your head, you're touching the front of the body, which is where the feeling centers, the chakras are. You could say that all the feeling centers really are related more to the front of the body. And the will centers, or what happens in the back of us, the force that comes from behind us, that really has to do with the back of the body. So what does this have to do with the upper extremities and how we use our hands? If you'll notice how you use your hands during the day generally, the hands and the palms are either facing towards you, which is a way to direct energy to your physical body, or your palms are away, that would be directing energy away from your body. When your palms face you, which you can do it right now, if you just take your palms, one hand, and just place it, let's say, around your navel, and that palm facing you, because it is facing you, is moving energy in a direction that we call yin, or feminine, that is, you're receiving it. You turn that hand away, that would be considered yang or yang, and that is moving the energy away from the body. Now, chakras are designed to move energy in and out of the body, and they spin it clockwise and counterclockwise. And there are seven basic ones. The first one, which faces actually down towards the earth, is called chakra number one. It's a base or a root chakra. And this is a chakra that is physically stimulated when you move your tailbone. So if you just, if you're sitting in a chair and you just kind of move your tailbone from left to right, the base of your tailbone, that is going to stimulate that first chakra. Now, we talk about it as a base or root because that is the chakra and an energy center that you develop that helps you to develop a connection between your physical body and the earth. So when you use your hands and you grab anything or you hold on or you make a tight fist, that gesture with your hand, in a sense, of grabbing and holding and making a fist, is also a way that the upper body creates what we call a connection. Whereas the foot opens up to create a connection, the hands close to create connection. So the first chakra, which connects you to the earth, you develop more strength and a sense of security also by using your hands and gesturing with confidence. And a closed fist is one way that you actually emotionally create a connection between the first chakra and your emotional body. In Nia, we yell yes and we yell no and we make punching movements. And this, again, will help to strengthen that part of the body. What's important to know when you are walking down the street and moving your pelvis, when you let your pelvis move, then you are actually stimulating an exchange of energy between your legs and the earth, the coccyx, your tailbone, and also from an organ perspective, the rectum and the sexual organ. So it's very, very healing to use not only the movement to move energy, but what is important also is to remember that the more you know about your body, and in this case the chakras, and the body's way, that is how the body is designed, the more you can take that information, fall in love with your body, respect your body, and really be excited about the fact that your body is designed to self-heal itself, to feel good, to seek joy, to move towards pleasure, and that you have within your control the wisdom, which we call sensory IQ, which is not mental IQ, but this is an IQ that actually is connected to sensation. You have a sensory IQ you can develop so that you can begin to sense in all of the chakras whether or not your energy is blocked or whether it's flowing. And really what you want to do is have it flowing through all seven chakras because they're like little channels. Now, the second chakra, that chakra faces, the first one that I talked about was the base of the root, and I said that faces down towards your feet. And then the second one is now going to make a horizontal line, and that is the sexual center. And this is housed in your pelvis, and it is affected by pelvic movement and also by subtle chest motions. So any kind of an undulation or if you round your spine, undulate the spine, those movements stimulate that second chakra. And this is why it's very important when you are in the process of having sex to keep the neck and the waist very, very relaxed so the spine is fluid and so that the energy can move through the entire spine. The located, it's in the first lumbar area, that's the lower spine, this chakra stimulates your large intestine and your spleen, your bladder, your lower back, and also all the sex organs. So think about that. If that chakra stimulates, what we're really saying is that that chakra is meant to keep vital and to keep those organs. So any dysfunction in a sexual organ or bladder, spleen, intestine, lower back problems, then you could very easily say, oh, my second chakra, I have to move my pelvis a little bit more. I have to do subtle chest motions. I have to undulate my spine. Let's go back to the hands. If you rub both of your palms together, and you do that for about 60 seconds and do it rather vigorously, and then separate your hands, you're going to begin to feel what we call a buzz. And that buzz that you feel is actually the sensation of energy that's moving through your palms. You can take that energy that you have created by rubbing your palms that you can feel, and you can actually take your palms then, face it towards that second chakra, maybe an inch or two away from your body, and just direct your hands towards that chakra and actually stimulate the chakra just by placing your hands over. And body workers do this, people that do Reiki, energy workers do this, healers use their hands a lot. So the hands are very, very helpful also and stimulating the movement of energy. When you're dancing Nia, you'll notice a lot of times that we'll say to palms in, palms out, palms down to the earth, palms up to the heaven. And what we're really doing is moving the energy around the aura, the energy field around the body, or the auric body. We're moving that energy by using our hands and changing the placement of the hands, the direction of the hands. Now, the third chakra is your solar plexus, and this is that part of the body where you get a gut reaction, where you say, oh, this is really, really what I feel that I want to do. It's a real gut reaction. It's located in the mid-thoracic area, and it's affected by movement of the pelvis, chest, and the head. In Ania, we call those three body weights. So your entire spine, when you move the three body weights, you stimulate the organs of the heart, the lungs, your stomach, liver, the adrenal glands, pancreas, kidneys, diaphragm, breath, gallbladder, small intestine, and duodenum. And you think, whoa, that's a lot. Well, it's a lot because you're moving your entire spine, and all the nerves innervate into the spine, and those nerves are what actually feed many, many parts. They feed the parts of the body with energy. So this third chakra, this solar plexus, is a very, very important chakra to develop health and wellness. And it's developed in Nia because we move the pelvis, chest, and head, because we use our voice, and also because of the way that we use the hands. The fourth chakra, the heart, this is located at the first, second, and third thoracic vertebrae in your spine, and it is affected predominantly by emotions of the ribcage and chest. So a lot of the emotional gestures that we do in class, such as reaching up and yelling yes, or shimmying, or doing martial art blocks and punches, hugging ourselves, all of those movements actually will stimulate the energy moving through this chakra, and that also stimulates your heart, your lungs, stomach, liver, adrenals, pancreas, kidneys, diaphragm, breast, gallbladder, small intestine. Very, very powerful. And what's important about this center is it really helps you develop a connection with love and compassion and joy. It really opens you up to being able to feel, emotionally feel, which is an important part of being healthy and well. Whereas your third chakra, again, which is at the solar plexus, when that chakra is strong, you notice that you have a lot of free will, you have a lot of self-confidence, and you feel like you have a lot of personal power. So that's a great way to notice, hey, my third chakra or solar plexus is healthy. Whereas in the second chakra, which is the sexual center again, that you would notice is that chakra is healthy because, first of all, I feel very sensuous. I have a healthy sexual relationship with my body, and sexuality is a part of my creative spirit of who I am. The first chakra, which again was the base or the root chakra, you would know that that chakra is healthy because you would feel very confident when you stand your ground, when you stand in your feet. You would feel grounded. You'd feel very rooted. And this would be something that would show up in not only the way that you walk, but also in the way that you dance. So imagine those times in your life where you feel unsteady on your feet. And you say, I feel ungrounded. That's a direct reflection of that particular chakra, in a sense. The energy is blocked. It's not moving as freely. So now we've done 1, 2, 3, and 4 chakra. The fourth one was the heart. Now we're going to go to the fifth, which is the throat. And the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, is affected by any head or neck movements. So think about that. If it's head and neck movement that stimulates that chakra, imagine what happens when we grow up in a society where we don't move our head, and we don't look around with our eyes. That chakra, in a sense, becomes very, very weak. And our physical relies on energy flow. It relies on energy moving through those chakras so that we have an intelligence that is actually faster and an intuitive intelligence available to us to use to communicate and decisions. So in Nia, we move the head by using the eyes. We look around. We are expressive with our head. And all of the head and neck movements start to develop a very strong throat chakra, which is located at the third cervical vertebrae in your spine. And when that chakra is healthy, it stimulates your head, your eyes, your ears, your face, and throat. The use of a voice in Nia is very, very helpful for stimulating the chakra. So again, when we're yelling yes or we're yelling no, we're saying maybe, or we're going using the vowel sounds of ah, a, e, all of that stimulation helps to move the energy in a very fluid way through that chakra. When this chakra is healthy, you notice that you have a great ability to express yourself, and you do it, freely. The sixth chakra, your brow or your third eye, I've been flying on an airplane for a day and a half. And have a nasty cold that I'm dealing with, so you have to excuse my coughing. So the sixth chakra, the brow or the third eye, is located at the first cervical vertebrae in your spine. And when you move this chakra, you stimulate your head, face, your eyes, and your ears, and your throat, and it helps you connect to a part of you that's very natural that we all have, which is called intuition. And one of the ways that we get to stimulate that in our life and in the Nia class is when we take the time to make personal choices, and when we take the time to disconnect from the world around us and go inside and say, when do I want to change my movement? How do I want to move? When am I ready to do this or do that? And it's very important that you keep that personal power of intuition alive. The seventh chakra, or the crown chakra, is one that faces up to the heaven, where the first chakra, I said, faced down towards the earth, like a little funnel. It's bigger. At the end, the opening furthest away from the body. And the crown chakra faces up to the clouds or up into the heaven, and that's number 7. It has no spinal contact at all, and it's actually located above the crown of the head. And it is affected by your intent and your conscious connection to things that are beyond the physical realm. So your ability to spend time imagining and dreaming and planning, all of that using that consciousness is a very, very important part of actually developing a healthy seventh chakra. It's physically, it's centered at the point of a gland in the body called the pineal gland. And this chakra, when it's healthy, it will stimulate spiritual energy, and it creates a connection between not only the physical body, but your ethereal body, your energy body. And you know that this center is healthy when you sense a connection between yourself and divine energy. And again, that's that personal moment where you're not really quite sure even how to describe it, but you feel this divineness. And self-healing is made possible when we use our hands, our 10 fingers, and we direct the movement of energy around our body by placing our hands towards us or away, and when we move our hands up and down the front of the body and to the back of the body. And when we connect to these 7 chakras as energy centers, all of the Niyam movements, the 52 moves, because they work with martial arts and dance arts and healing arts, the way that they work with energy variety and movement variety will give you an opportunity to actually stimulate the chakras in a tremendous variety of ways. And we are going to be having a new product coming out next month, which is a Crystal Bowl Nia Sounds CD, which is designed to actually help you balance and harmonize the 7 chakras. And we're very, very excited about that, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. And it works with, the first 7 chakras and their particular notes or their tones. So, for example, the first chakra is a C, second chakra is D, third chakra is E, fourth chakra is F, fifth is G, sixth is A, seventh is B. That means that each one of those chakras has a different tone or note or sound and resonance. So that is the energy variety that I'm talking about that we get. I would like to open up and give you an opportunity to ask a few questions. And all you need to do is hit 6. So this is Debbie Rosas again with the Nia Technique, and I'm here to answer any question that you might have about tonight's topic or anything else that I can do to help you enjoy your Nia experience.
Kathy Bates.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
You have a question for me?
Oh, I just was tuning in. I just got here.
Oh, so well, we've been on the call for about a half an hour.
I know. Sorry.
That's okay. But I've just opened it up for questions. So
okay.
What I'm looking for are questions. Anybody have a question, please? This is Debbie Rosas.
Debbie?
Yes.
This is Sandra. I have a question.
Yes.
The 5 stages on the floor.
Yes.
How do they? Can you say a little of the connection between them and the chakra centers? How they might stimulate?
Well, yes. When you are going through the 5 stages,
mm-hmm.
and because you're beginning on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving in the first stage, which is embryonic, there's a tremendous
mm-hmm.
amount of activity that occurs in the spine. And
So
whenever you're moving the spine, you're going to be activating the chakras. It's just going to happen. You just can't help it. It's gonna occur. Then when you go into the creeping stage and your belly is down, you are actually charging the chakras in relationship to a physical energy field, the earth, and gravity. So your belly, and it's dragging, and it's no different than when you rub your palms together and then you separate your hands and you can feel the buzz. And so the same kind of activity can happen when you're dragging in that creeping stage. Then when you get into crawling, now the front and the back side of the body are in space. They're no longer touching anything physically. So then the energetic exchange between the front and the back side of the body becomes something that you begin to intuitively or sensory sense. And then what is really profound with the five stages is that you, in the creeping and in crawling, your energy flow is horizontal, but then when you get into standing and walking, it's vertical. And that shift from horizontal to vertical is also a very important shift for not only fluids in the body, but also the flow of energy in the chakras. And then keep in mind that when the chakras are healthy and the flow of energy is moving without blocks in any one of the chakras, then you have a really good support system for the physical body itself.
Thank you. So this really will cover all the chakra centers.
You're going to be stimulating them, but what's most important is to really connect to the sensation and begin to develop a relationship with the chakras so that you know when your chakras are blocked or there is a chakra that's blocked, or whether you need to, calm one down. Some of my favorite books that I think are excellent are the books by Barbara Ann Brennan that you can read. One is called Hands of Light, and the other one is called Light Emerging. And I think that those are very, very good books to read that can give you, I think, the most excellent layperson's information about the chakras. So again, this is Debbie Rosas. I'd like to take one more question if I can.
Hi, Debbie. This is Soraya from California.
Hi, Soraya. Nice to have you tonight.
Hi. Thank you. I was hopeful if you could speak to, I might have missed it, but for the throat and the third eye and the crown chakras, what different things show when those areas are healthy. You spoke to it for the other chakras, and I might have missed it, or maybe you didn't speak about it.
Okay, sure. So the throat chakra is going to be what we call the fifth chakra, and that you will notice that you have a great ability to speak your mind and also to express yourself when that chakra is very, very healthy. And that chakra is one that when you do keep the energy moving through it, you will find that the movement of the head and the neck stimulates that chakra. So just by saying, we do in class, we say yes, and move the head up and down, and say no, and move the head from side to side. Those are simple ways to stimulate that throat chakra. And then eventually that will help to revitalize and keep healthy the head, the eyes, ears, face, and throat. And then the sixth chakra, that is the one that connects you to the intuition, and that is the one where you want to begin to really sense, what does my body want to do now? Where does my body want to go next? So you're not using rational thinking, but you're using a different kind of wisdom, which is called intuition. And we give you time and space in class, particularly in a free dance experience, where you're given the time and the space to move on your own and in your own way. It's a very, very good way to stimulate that particular chakra. And then the seventh, of course, which is the crown, that faces up. And so that actually balances with the first one at the base. And those run vertically, and then the horizontal ones would be 2 through 6. 7 is the one that doesn't have any spine contact, and that's the one that connects you to what you might consider spiritual energy or divine energy, or what they call the ethereal bodies. And when you spend time connected to not only the physical, but also things that are beyond physical, and create an alignment to what you understand as that to be divine, then you begin to develop that center as well. And that is an important part of the body, and it's physically connected to the pineal gland, and it stimulates a connection between, again, physical body and the energy body. So it's a really, really important chakra, as are all 7.
Thank you.
So very, very big topic, and I think that it's an important part of the process of educating oneself so that we can really use all that is available to us to not only live our life in a very functional and meaningful way, but also so that we can be responsible to self-heal. And that means make ourselves feel better, create a sense of peace and calm and dynamic in our life by making choices that are not only based on personal desire, but also making choices and decisions that are based on what we call the body's way. And the chakras are the body's way. They remind us that we are a physical body that is supported by an energy field. And everything that we do, from our thoughts to our movements to the music that we dance to, everything can have a positive effect on how we do what we do, and therefore help to improve our health and wellness. So I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight, and I look forward to chatting with you next month. And if you have not already signed up for the Nia Now newsletter, please do so. It's a monthly newsletter that will provide you with education. And to let you know that our latest video, Nia Unplugged, which is Dancing to Live Drums, is available. And you can also purchase that. So keep enjoying your dance, and I hope that you have a wonderful, healthy new year. Thank you very much for joining me. This is Debbie Rose from the Nia Technique.
Thank you.
Thank you.